June 3rd translation.
The Sri Gurudev is continuing the explanation of the Rasalila pastime. Krishna told the gopis after he appeared in front of him, he had disappeared, he came back, and the gopis asked a puzzle from him that, and this is what Gurudev explained yesterday. So after that, Krishna said that you are my beloved and I am your beloved. Therefore, I had not gone anywhere. I had not disappeared. I was hiding around here only and trying to relish your mood of separation. So therefore, you should not feel envious and you should not feel disturbed. And I am always indebted to you. And even if I have the life of Brahma, still I would not be able to repay back your debt. So when the gopis heard this very tricky words of Krishna, they started smiling, and all the gopis from different groups, whether they were Swapaksha, Vipaksha or Tatastha, they left all their enmities and they started smiling and started dancing and singing. They made a circle around Krishna, and holding each other's hands and singing, they all started the Rasalila. So Krishna was there with each gopi. So as they were dancing, one could say that for between two gopis there was Krishna, or between two Krishnas there was one gopi each. But whichever way I may think, there was one Krishna with each gopi, and they were dancing. And they were singing so beautifully, because the gopis are guru of even the best singers. There are 16,108 type of rags. 108 types of different rags in Indian classical music. And Gurudev is explaining that where have these rags originated from? These have originated from the sounds of the pajeb, the ankle bells that the gopis hear on their feet. So this is the origin of all the notes and all the different combinations of musical notes in Indian classical music. And Shivji, Naradji, all of them, you know, Aroha and Avroha means ascending and descending notes. They have all learned these different forms of music from Sri Radha and her Sakhis only. So therefore, the gopis are not ordinary personalities. They are even more expert than Krishna. But Krishna is no less either, because he is so beautiful that he attracts all the gopis. So even though he is not as expert as the gopis, but he is not less either. They cannot live even 1 second without him. So then Gurudev explained that with each gopi, Krishna was dancing. Now this is if we say that Krishna manifested in so many different forms, then there is some mood of opulence here. Just like when the rishis, the yogis, they, by the dint of their tapasya, they can actually manifest themselves in many different forms. So one yogi can become 10, 50 or 100 different forms. But when one of their form raises the hand, then all the remaining 100 forms that they have manifested into will also raise their hands. So they are exactly copies of each other. So whatever activity one performs, all the remaining copies will perform the same activity. But Gurudev is explaining, Krishna's expansions are not like this. So just like in Dwarka, he has 16,100 queens, and each one of them have their own palace. And in some queen's palace, Krishna, they're having a wedding ceremony. In some place, they're performing a yajna. Some places, he's giving charity. So in different places, he's simultaneously performing different pastimes. But in here, in the Ras Leela, Krishna did not expand into 16,000, into so many hundreds and thousands of forms. But actually, it was the same Krishna who was dancing with all the gopis. Just like if you take a wood and it is on fire, and if someone rotates it very fast, so it looks like if it is a continuous circle of fire. So similarly, Krishna, being a very expert dancer, was dancing so fast and moving so fast that each gopi was thinking that Krishna is dancing only with him. So this is the Madhurya mood of Vrindavan. So from the sky, the demigods started showering the flowers, and they also started singing on the mridanga and started accompanying the singing of the gopis with so many musical instruments. Krishna is also Sur Samrat. He is the king of nice singing. So he started singing Sa Re Ga Ma Pa. But at this fifth note, he stopped. But then another gopi started singing, and she went Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa. So she went all the way up to the higher notes. And when Krishna heard this music, this very sweet singing, he said, Sadhu, Sadhu, very good, very good. And then Lalita and Vishakha, they also started singing so many different kind of rags, like Drupad, Dhamal, in different ascending and descending notes. And then when Srimati Radhika sang in her very sweet voice, Krishna was completely enchanted. And then he took off the garland that he was wearing and put on Srimati Radhika's neck. And then he started wiping the sweat on her face with his cloth. Very good.